For this Intuit, I'll try something a little different. Instead of covering one topic and moving on to the next, this week begins a four-part series on stock sounds and canned emotion. Long before the luxury of recordings, stage performers created their own sounds to accompany productions. Copper sheets were struck to produce a crack of lightning. Blocks of wood, hand drums, whistles, and other simple items could add believability or comedy. But things began to rapidly change with recording technology. A piano tuner named Thomas Valentino created sound effects for Broadway before pioneering one of the first stock sound effect libraries that was widely used for radio. The idea of a sound library proved immensely practical and important for the popularization of iconic sounds. To give perspective on how extensive this became, Warner Brothers' old reels of stock sound effect tape, if laid flat, would stretch nearly 1 million feet. It had become possible to use and reuse the same sound infinitely. A plate broken in the 50s could be heard in films with production dates that span over decades. The laugh of one studio audience could be transposed over unrelated sitcoms. A single scream could mark the death of a dozen extras. Listen in every other Tuesday during Morning Edition until the end of June to follow the samples that have linked decades of radio, television, and film. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.